From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. In for Carl Castle, I'm Jean Cochran, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody. We do have a great show for you today. George Stephanopoulos of Good Morning America will be joining us to play Not My Job later. But first, I wanted to let everybody know, because they ask, that Carl Castle is fine. He's just in vacation. You may remember that he retired from the newscast last year, but it turns out he really misses it. So he has decided to travel the country, breaking into random houses, creeping up on sleeping people, and at the top of the hour, he starts reading the news to them. So Carl will be released from the county jail in time for the show next week, but we're here right now. So give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Audra Kester-Thomas calling from Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Fountain Hills, Arizona? Where's that exactly?
Oh, we're just right outside of the Phoenix metropolitan area.
Oh, really? So do you actually have hills and or fountains?
We have both, as it turns out. We're nestled in the foothills of the McDowell Mountains, and we have a world-famous fountain that reaches up to 600 feet tall.
Wow.
How do you drink out of it?
No, we do not.
Audra, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the book Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce is right here.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Audra.
Next, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Roxanne.
Hey, how are you?
Finally, it's a humorist and the author most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt Jr. right there.
Hey, Roy.
Hi, Audra.
Well, Audra, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Gene this time? Gene Cochran, of course, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Here is your first quote.
It's just a ShamWow infomercial for incrementally socialized medicine.
That was Representative Thaddeus McCotter, Republican of Michigan, dismissing what big event even before it happened?
The healthcare summit?
The healthcare summit, exactly right. The healthcare summit. The big showdown, also known as the grumble in the jungle, transfixed the nation on Thursday. Or at least the portion of the nation that didn't find something more interesting to do, like sitting in a dark room and staring at the ceiling. Nobody seemed more disappointed in the result of this much-hyped summit than President Obama himself. Throughout, he had the exasperated air of a substitute kindergarten teacher who just doesn't understand why the kids just don't buckle down and study. I mean, he wanted a substantive discussion of healthcare policy, and there's Eric Cantor pulling on Nancy Pelosi's pigtails.
And the rest of the Republican caucus eating paste.
Exactly. Terrible. Did you guys watch any of the summit?
I did.
You did?
I thought that it would have benefited from beer.
Really? on your part or on theirs?
Both, probably. You know, the beer summit had, you know, everyone was kind of friendly and happy at that. And Everybody got along. Here, they seem to be really annoyed with each other. Right.
People should be high at a summit.
Very good. All right, Audra. Your next quote is some words of encouragement given to a man testifying before Congress this week.
You'll be able to brag about the fact that you withstood interrogation of a congressional committee. That's a badge of courage in the United States.
That was Representative Paul Kanjorski. He's a Democrat of Pennsylvania. He was trying to comfort the head of a company who was dragged across the world to earn that badge of courage before his committee. What company?
Has to be Toyota.
It was. It must have been awkward for the president of Toyota, also known as Akio Toyoda. He knows what happens. He's seen this before with the American car giants. You screw up your company. You then go before Congress and get yelled at. And then Congress gives you billions of dollars, right? But that didn't happen. At the end, he was standing there clearing his throat like a bellhop expecting a tip. Like,
Still here. Where's my billions?
Well, why do they spell the car with a T, but they spell his name with a D?
That's an interesting question.
I know this.
And Roxanne knows the answer. Okay. No, I can tell.
No. It turns out the family name is spelled with a D. Right.
Toyo
da. Da. But there is the brush strokes. One of them takes 10, and one of them takes 8, and one is good luck, and one is bad luck. So they changed it to the T because it was better luck. Oh. It was more auspicious.
Well, how'd that work out?
It's a good thing they didn't keep the T.
Well, this came up because at one point, you know, Mr. Toyoda said he had to take responsibility because, quote, my name is on every car.
Right.
And one congressman said, well, that's true of Mr. P.T. Cruiser, too, but you don't see his cars zipping down the freeway all by themselves. All right, very good, Audrey. Here's your last quote.
Try to imagine a Pegasus mating with a unicorn and the creature that they birth. I somehow tame it and ride it into the sky and sunshine and rainbows. That's what it feels like.
That was a U.S. snowboarder named Graham Watanabe talking about what it felt like to be where?
The Olympics.
Exactly right. Mm. The Vancouver Games have generally been seen as a success despite the lack of snow. And NBC's annoying habit of constantly flipping through the sports in primetime. 2 seconds of hockey, then skiing, then skating. Most Americans now believe that there is only one Olympic sport, which involves a strangely dressed couple dancing on a bobsled run while a snowboarder shoots at them. NBC says, no, we're experts at this. We know how to broadcast things. They're applying some of their time-tested programming wisdom. For example, just after Bodie Miller won his skiing event, NBC took away his medal and gave it to Jay Leno.
I spent a lot of time as a sports writer trying to tease, like, you know, 5-word answers out of monosyllabic baseball pitchers.
Yeah.
I was covering the wrong sport the whole time. I should have gone to snowboarding, man.
Exactly.
You will never get a quote like that from a baseball pitcher. Guys think Pegasus is a club in Atlanta where you get 2-for-1 drinks.
Gene, how did Audra do in our quiz?
Audra got all 3 right, and she wins Carl Castle's voice on her home answering machine. Congratulations, Audra.
Thanks.
Good job, Audra.